Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I just told your pastor, I said, I'm glad I made it up those steps. My grandson, for the last 3 months, has been in Katy, Texas, a suburb of Houston, doing an internship at the Pentecostals of Katy. And this week was the time for him to come home. So his dad thought it was a great idea to fly me down to Houston on Wednesday through Atlanta to Houston via Milwaukee or, you know, all that. And as soon as I got out of the airplane and out of the airport in Houston, I got right in my grandson's car and we started north. Spent the night in Memphis, Tennessee. Next morning, got up and drove all the way back to Sheboygan. Got up Friday morning and my back said, And I just come to the conclusion, I'm not as young as I used to be. So I'm really glad that I came up those steps. Amen. We're very, very honored to be here today. And I certainly, you know, Sister Courtney, I just want to hand it to you. I just want to hand it to you. That you won your own, not only your husband, but your future pastor. Amen. That is pretty awesome. Congratulations to the Portmans on being the lead senior pastors of Apostolic Faith Church. Oh, go on ahead and give them a great big round of applause. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I always enjoy coming to Apostolic Faith Church and seeing you all, and you're always so kind to Sister Putnam and I, and I do want to report that my wife is doing so much better. Matter of fact, I thought about borrowing her cane today, but she is doing better, and I thank God for all of you that have prayed for her and helped her. And you know, this morning, of course, your song team had no idea what I'm going to preach, and your pastor has no idea what I'm going to preach, and the only other one that knows that would be your sound people up there because I gave them the scriptures. But we have just sung the sermon today. Amen. But now I'm going to give it to you in word form. Now, and then, when I was sitting down there, I felt the Lord said, tell them that when they get the message that they need to step out of their pews and come up forward. And then your pastor says, we have an open altar policy here. I'm telling you, God is in this service. Amen. Charter, good to see you. Hearing good things about you. I won't go into any details. And congratulations to Dakota and to Charter, to Brighton, as they are expecting a child. What an exciting time. Amen. Praise God. I feel the Lord. You know, in the message today, you know, God is always directional. He knows from the beginning to the end. He just knows. And he knows about everything about every one of us in this room. Our motives, our desires, our intentions, our likes, our thoughts, our actions, our words. He hears our praise. He hears our worship. And I just wonder, before we even open the book, would you one more time lift up both of your hands and would you magnify the name? Would you magnify the name that is above every name? Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you, Lord God, for your help and your strength. I thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercies to us all. Hallelujah, God. And I thank you for the future of Apostolic Faith Church, God, as it goes forward into the harvest, dear Lord God, of this area, Lord, we pray. In the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And everybody said amen. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. Aren't you glad that God has no confusion with gender? And they shall call his name, say it with me, Emmanuel. Didn't say that's what his name is, just said they call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. In the power of the Word of God and the power of his Spirit, I want to speak to you this morning about Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Say it with me again. Emmanuel. Say it again. Emmanuel. God with us. You may be seated. The word Emmanuel can be split into three parts in Hebrew. You will take Im, which means with, nu, which means us, and el, which in Hebrew is God. So it's saying with us, God. So it means God with us. God is with us. God's name reveals his nature. God isn't restricted by time. He said, he is the I am. He is the beginning and the end. We all know that. He is who is and who was and who is to come. Jesus, the name in Hebrew is Yeshua, which means salvation. Anybody happy about your salvation here this morning? This is the name, and this redemption plan existed way before the Messiah was born on this earth. The redemption plan, even before the tree of knowledge of good and evil was planted. John 1 and 1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That Greek word for word in the Greek in this verse is logos, or defined the plan, meaning to and pointing to Jesus Christ. Revelation 13 and 8 addresses those who will worship the Antichrist. And it says in Revelation 13 and 8, and I want to pay attention here to the latter part of the verse, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, speaking of the Antichrist, whose names are not written, now catch this, in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. This plan or logos, Jesus Christ, was before he created the heavens and the earth. This is who he is. It means as he exists, he has included us in him. There wasn't even any us. He calls himself God with us, Emmanuel. From the very beginning of humanity, the scripture declares that God walked in the garden with Adam and Eve. Genesis 3 and 8 tells us, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The creator of the universe communed with his creation right from the beginning. He made his creation in his image and in his likeness. And even when Adam and Eve sinned, it was in Genesis 3 and 8 when God's voice reached out to them. Church here today, visitor here today, it is not God who hides from man, but it is sinful man who always tries to hide from God. God has always desired to be with his creation, mankind. When God brought his people out of the bondage of slavery in Egypt, which is a type of his redeeming power over sin, he led them to Mount Sinai. And there upon the top of that mountain, God audibly spoke to his people. Matter, can you imagine this? Standing there, seeing smoke on the top of this mountain, lightning going on, and all of a sudden hearing this voice. And in Deuteronomy, Moses rehearsed the awesomeness of Jehovah. And he stated to Israel in Deuteronomy 4 and 32, he said, "For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and asked from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it." Verse 33, did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and lived? Or hath God assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by the great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? Unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God, and there is none else beside him. How many know that here this morning? Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee upon earth. He showed thee his great fire, and thou hast heard his words out of the midst of the fire, God with them. Wow. Sometimes I don't think we appreciate, church, what you really have going on for you. Hello? We get all dressed up. We come to church Wednesdays, Sundays, Sunday night. We go to work. And somehow or another, sometimes we think when we check in these doors, we can clock in. Now we're going to be with God. No, 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 no. King David stated in 2 Chronicles 6 and 14, he said, and said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant or agreement, and showest mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. What David was saying is God was with them. But when the fullness of time came, church, as prophesied by the prophet Isaiah, do you realize that the prophecy of Isaiah in Israel is a forbidden book? They won't even teach that in their schools. A Jew wrote it. They found it, the Dead Sea Scrolls. It was the only scroll out of the Dead Sea Scrolls that had its completeness. but they don't believe that one. It's controversial. You know why? Because it said something like Isaiah 7 and 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And then in this two chapters more, in chapter 9 and verse 6, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government or the responsibility of authority shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment, with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And some 800 years later, guess what? Matthew says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, my friend, I know that we're all, most of us, I'm sure, up here are adults, and I think we understand, we know how it works with birth. Can I get a amen? Hello? Now, when it says that the Holy Ghost, she was conceived seed of the Holy Ghost, that I presume then the Holy Ghost must be the Father. Hello? Hello? It says she conceived and she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, we all know this, my friend, her husband being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, Yeshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Wow. We sang it. A billion what? A billion times. The stars, the moon, the planets. Do you realize how awesome our God is? Hello? Hello? Get in a rocket ship on June 1st of this year, 2022, traveling at 6 million miles an hour. Did you catch that? That beats our freeways any day you talk about it. Well, I don't know. My grandson, he gained some weight in his right foot on the way home, I guarantee you. 6 million miles an hour. Do you realize just to reach the closest star, amen, Alpha Centauri, the closest one, we would arrive there on December 1st, 2027, traveling at 6 million miles an hour. And my God did that. Somebody say, wow! Say it again. Jesus stated this in John 14 and 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Very, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father, and whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him. How many knows him today? But ye knows him, for he dwelleth with you. Next phase. He's not just with us, God. Church, he's not with just with us. He says, but I shall be in you. Wow! And then Jesus revealed who the Holy Ghost was, who the Comforter is. He said, I won't leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, what day? The day that you receive the Comforter. The day that you receive the Holy Ghost that we sang about here today. That you will know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Brothers and sisters, God is with us and in us, not just here in this service, not just when we feel his presence, not just when we need him. Church, he is with us. He is in us 24/7, every day of the year, every month of the year, every day, every hour, every minute, and every second. God is in us. Oh, clap your hands unto the Lord. Somebody needs to shout. Amen. If you comprehend this, my friend. God robed himself in flesh. It's what John 1:14 says. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of only the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He literally came to this earth and walked among his creation. He taught his precepts. He literally came to show mankind how to live. His word is not just, listen to me carefully, church, his word is not just a compilation of good suggestions. He just didn't speak. He lived it as an example for all of us. Every aspect of his life was for you and for I. And he fasted. When he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he wasn't just fasting for himself. He was fasting for all of us. Amen. Why? Because he knew there would be days. He knew there would be dark days when he would be living inside of us. And we would be tempted to give it up, to just throw in the towel. But I'm telling you, the living God is inside of you. It's no time to give up. It's no time to throw in the towel. It's no time to just say amen and so be it and I'm done. And when he felt weak, guess what? The angels ministered to him. And guess what? When you feel weak, even though you can't see them, even though you may not even be able to feel them, the angels are ministering to you. You know why? Because that same Jesus is still in flesh in your and my body. Hope this is okay, Pastor. When he was tempted of the devil, Anybody in here ever been tempted by the devil besides me? Boy, there's just a few hands. You really have a spiritual church. Anybody ever been tempted by the devil? Huh? How did Jesus handle it? When the devil made all of his suggestions, the Lord, who was the Word made flesh, he went to the very source of what you and I can go to. He went to the Word. He said, "It is written." Church, I want to inform some of you apostolics here today, that word that is written for eternity. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. And that word, my friend, even though you may not have it memorized from A to Z, but the word of God lives within you. He showed himself to be the bread of life. Church, Emmanuel is not just a catchy phrase. He is a manifested reality. He is with us. What did he say? He said, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name." Now, folks, how many of you have children in here? Bro, were you up here on the platform? Yeah. You have children? Everything that your children have asked you, have you given it to them? Why? What? I hear four different voices, and they almost think I'm talking to them. This brother right here, why wouldn't you just give them all? Everything they ask. Not the best for them. Do you realize some people say, "Well, I asked God this, and I didn't get it." Did you ever think that the Word of God inside of us, our Father who is inside of us, the Savior who is inside of us, all being the same thing, the Holy Spirit inside of us recognizes that what we're asking is asking amiss, and so he knows what's best. So instead of having a pity party for yourself, why don't you just realize that Dad knows best, amen, and keep on going on, and doing what God wants you to do, and that is to be faithful and to keep living for God. Somebody say amen. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth." That's the Spirit we have inside of us. That's why, indeed, when you do feel like doing something wrong, and if you go on ahead in your flesh, do it. See, that's the difference between Jesus and us. Jesus never had a sin. He never had a sinful nature, but every one of us do. But every time, be with me, come on, tell me the truth, church, when you've done something wrong, immediately, you feel, amen, that conviction. Hello? What do you think that is? That's the Spirit of truth on the inside of you. He said, "I'll not leave you comfortless." He said, "I'll be there. I'll be there." Amen. On the inaugural day of this church, the Christian church, God did exactly what he said he would do. Acts 2, we all know it. And suddenly, everybody say suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. We sang about it. And it filled all, everybody say, all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of what? Now, where have we heard about this fire stuff before? It was up on a mountain where all Israel could see, amen, where the first covenant of the law was established. And now here, the new covenant, where it's not going to be just with us, but he's going to be in us. Amen. It was through that fire of praise and worship that the Holy Ghost came, and suddenly they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Church, I don't know about you, but I thank God so much for the Holy Ghost baptism, amen, that has changed. If he's ever changed your life, then you need to stand to your feet. You need to lift up your voice, and you need to praise him that he is God in you. Hallelujah. Now just recognize how unique we are. What did Moses say to those at Sinai? He said, did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire as you have heard him and live? Brothers and sisters, the affirmative answer is yes, yes, yes. Speaking in tongues, it was God's voice speaking through us out of the midst of the fire of praise and worship. That's why I just don't get it. I don't know how anybody can come to a place like this and we start singing and we start praising, and then we even had a message in tongues and interpretation that says, why do you sit? And we act as if it's just me, myself, and I sitting in these pews. Am I making sense here? I said when you get the message, then you can come up front. Because it's more than just us here. And what is so awesome about it, Brother Bear, is we all have the same Spirit. We all bear the same name of the Savior. We have all gone through Calvary's cross in repentance. And guess what, bro and sis? God has given us himself, and he lives within us. Oh, my, 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 my. Folks, Jesus doesn't just jump in and out of us. I think there was some movie, I forget what it's called, Time Jumper or something like that, and they just jump from time to time. No, God doesn't jump in and out of us. When you flub up, God just go, I'm out of here. No. Matter of fact, the scripture says that Emmanuel, God with us, in Hebrews 13 and 5 says, let your conversation, that's your lifestyle, my friend, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. God's with us. Brothers and sisters, no man can say that he doesn't need the Spirit of God. Do you hear me? I don't need the Holy Ghost to be saved. Are you kidding me? That's just like saying, well, I can be saved without receiving God, because the Holy Ghost is God. Especially when the eternal word of God states, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. otherwise, when we come to this house and we just sit around like a bump on a log, but Brother Putnam, you don't know all the trials I'm going through. Brother Putnam, you don't know my financial difficulty. Brother Putnam, you don't know what's happened to me. You don't know. And you're right, I don't know. But I'm telling you, if you have the Holy Ghost, you have a God inside of you that does. And there's no reason why you're sitting on your hands. You need to be standing in your feet with your hands lifted up and say, Thy will be done, God. Thy will be done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You realize that there is only one Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Paul said to the Corinthian church, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Brothers and sisters, God is with us. I said, God is with us. Musicians, come. Colossians 1 and 26 says, even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect or complete in Christ Jesus. Church, I thank God for what we've come here to do, to worship, to praise, to hear God's word preached. But the fact of the matter is, church, that God is here. God is here. Do you hear me? God is here. Amen. He is with us when we walk out of here. He is always with us, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord shall be praised. This is just why going through some religious motions will not bring him any closer than what he is right now. Brothers and sisters, we must need to position ourselves to listen to his voice in us. For as many, Romans says, as are led by the Spirit of God, they are. They are. Not will be, they are the sons of God. Oh, my friend, you got to understand what's inside of you. It's more than just a feeling. It's more than goosebumps going up your spine. It's more than just thoughts that come to your mind. It is the very, very action of God Himself inside of us. We found Him to be. We found Him to be the great physician. Anybody been healed in here? If you've ever been healed, raise your hand. Come on. Witness to it right now. Hallelujah. What healed you? Did the doctor heal you? No. You may have been in the hospital, but no, he didn't do it. God did it. Well, some of our brothers and sisters have died. Of course they've died. Every one of us are going to. We're not going to be in this situation forever, thank God. We're going home. Amen. The Bible calls him not only the great physician, but the Bible called Jesus the good shepherd. That's why you need to be led by him. That's why when you want it, your flesh wants to go one way and his spirit wants to go the other, it would be very, very, very wise for us to go the other way that goes totally against our flesh. Now I understand. It's taken me a while, folks. Now I understand what David was feeling. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence. I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever, forever. Hallelujah. He's with us, church. Would you raise your hands right now? Hallelujah. If you have not yet received that Spirit of God inside of you, my friend, right now is a great time. Amen. It's your timing, my friend. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My shepherd,
he goes before us, defender behind me.
Hallelujah. Remember that trouble you had at work?
I won't fear.
And you thought it would never end? And all of a sudden, God worked it out.
With anointing.
Or maybe he just got you out of the mess.
My cup's overflowing.
Remember when the doctor says if you ever have another heart attack,
no weapon can harm me.
You won't make it. And you had four more. And he's still here today. I'm telling you, it's God in us.
Hallelujah, I am not alone.
Listen to what you're singing, church.
He's my comfort, always holds me close. He always guides us, church. Through mountains and valleys.
Thank you, Jesus. Emmanuel.
His joy is refreshing, restores my soul.
Hallelujah.
Mercy and goodness.
Mercy and goodness. Struggling lately.
Thanks
to church, it's his spirit.
Your spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me. My victory. Your spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me. My victory.
Everybody,
my victory,
sing it to your heart's
your
desire.
Spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace.